Is it different now? Very different. Before, pizza was originally a tomato pie, tomato sauce, parmesan cheese, and spices. And then it was an ethnic food. Then it caught on, and then all this other stuff came out, you know. And then being in a college town, they come from all over the country, all over the world, really, and they have their own taste, and we just incorporate it. Can't eat it because of my heart. Too much sodium. But I used to love just the plain mozzarella pizza. Or a white mozzarella and mushroom. And once in a while I cheat. And that's what I'll eat. That guy that came back and was talking to me before, I don't know if you noticed him, he had on shorts. But he's not unique in that today. That's our mayor.
Pardon me, is everybody here happy?
Now that we've seen you, yes.
Yeah. I knew I was going to get a wise answer from one of you.
He's a good guy. He's been, he went to St. Aidan's when my kids all went. St. Aidan's, the school, and then he went to Yale. He's a Yale graduate, great swimmer. Look at his legs and you could tell. He was captain of the swim team, won all kinds of awards. We were short one night and I called, he came in for pizza. And I said, hey Q, you looking for a job, part-time job? He said, if you can use me, why not? I tell him, why don't you find a nice girl to get married? He said, there's not many out there, Flo, I can't find one. I said, you're looking in the wrong places. Don't go to bars, go to church. Mayor Lee, he made a model city out of it. And he knocked down a lot of the homes to make the highway come through. But at one time it was all Italians, before my time, before I met your uncle. And as I say, there were Italian grocery stores, pastry shops, barber shops, all Italian owned. And I think when they migrated here, they settled, we called it Little Italy. Now Little Italy only consists of Worcester Street now. You see the sign and the archway. And we used to be open from 12 noon until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And of course during the Second World War, your uncle worked day and night in here because the people worked around the clock in the munition factories, Winchesters and such. But after the war, we started living like human beings and we didn't put in those awful hours. And I don't know what else I can tell you. As I said, when Mayor Lee came in and knocked me buildings down to make the highway come through, and then he built these low income places around here for senior citizens and such. That just before it was generation after generation, you know. My husband's family, well, I don't know when they came. When they came over from Italy, I guess his parents, they settled down here. And I think that's what most of them did, you know. One bought the other one over and kept going and going. Personally, my mother and father, my mother was about 12 when she came over. And my father, I think, was 16. But he was here first. And my mother's older brother was with my father. And he brought over his sisters. And that's how my mother's family came over. How'd I meet him? Through a friend of his. This friend of his, who I couldn't stand, wanted to date me, and I knew Sal was his best friend, and Sal asked me out, so I could kill two birds with one stone. I'll go out with Sal and get rid of Willie. You didn't know your aunt was that way, huh? That's all right, it's good, clean fun. Well, actually, he was too young to have a beer license in his name. So his mother was in here, and the beer license was in his name, her name. But when he became 21, that's when... But he always ran the place, did all the buying and everything else. Well, the Italians used to make it at home, and that's how he learned. And then you improve on it, you know, just like you get a cake recipe, and you might give it to me, and then I'll change it and do what I like about it. Well, the boys learned from their father. They all went to school and then came into the pizza business. They probably regret it today because of the hours. Me working in the kitchen, helping him dress pies, and then waitressing. And then I got too old for that. I do them every day, but the accountant does them every month. In other words, I just keep it like a diary and bring it up to him, and you know, he'll tell me what taxes have to be paid and all. I wouldn't use it. I would not use a computer. I will not have one. I'm old-fashioned, what can I tell you? Well, they say if you don't use the gray matter, it goes, you know, and I lived with, had Auntie Lou with me with the Alzheimer's, and that's a bad disease, no way to go. That's it. Well, we could have gone to Mohegan Sun 3 years ago, we were offered. Not interested. We've been our own boss for how many years? And now we got to go up there and say you got to be open 365 days. What hours you have to keep? No, thank you. No, thank you. No competition. People. It's in people's mind. My husband. Well, my mother-in-law and Mr. Pepe were brother and sister. And the girls that own it, he had no sons, so they're my husband's first cousins. They're not related to me, only leave through a marriage.
There. Oh, okay.
You know, they had some sort of a music festival in Bridgeport last weekend, I guess, a 4-day, and Bobby's son was home. Well, he goes to school in Utah, Westminster College. He's going in his senior year, but he was working this summer, and he took 2 weeks off to come home. And they went out there, and rain, poured rain the first night. But he took a bunch of pizza and a bunch of bottles of water. And I said, are you going to sell it? He said, no, Graham, that's our meal. I don't know. I didn't see him since. Oh, he's shrewd. Nikki is shrewd. I was